This story is about a group of people who only have two things in common. They come from one massive region in the world, Asia, and they have collided here in Central Texas. But that's it. Other than that, each is unique. There's, for instance, Surajan Bhagat.
This is Rag Jinjoti, a melodic scale for the springtime.
He's sitting on the floor with his legs in the lotus position. He's dark-skinned, a cyclist, environmentalist, and days from graduating from St. Edward's University. Then there's Chet Su, 73 years old, give or take.
When I was born, they didn't keep birth certificates, so it's no telling. It's my parents' approximation.
Su has many stories to tell. Some are tarnished by memories of growing up in a country that made him feel oppressed. No, his stories are not about his native China, but about a United States of America many in the younger generations don't recognize, and many in the older generations want to forget. Su's father would tell him about the detention centers where undocumented Chinese were held in the 1920s.
Now, the reason they had to come illegally was the United States was sort of racist in its policies toward immigration. They didn't want people that weren't Europeans to come there.
There's one more person in this diverse group you'll get to meet for now.
My name is Yang Suk Choi.
Choi is an artist, acclaimed by the New York Times for her work as a children's book author and illustrator. She's from South Korea, lived in New York for a while, and moved to Austin 2 years ago.
My favorite thing about Austin is the big sky.
Choi is currently working on a book about the horrors experienced by children of war.
Because of the heavy subject matter, I thought, why don't I just pick a place that's peaceful and sunny? That's how I came to Austin to write a story.
Every week, she teaches art lessons to refugee children who now live in Austin.
Anything that you see, let's start with sky. Let's draw anything that you see in the sky first. See that bird? You could also draw a bird too.
I see that thing going super fast. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that one. That's what you're talking about.
The diversity of the Asian American community, even here in Central Texas, is massive. First, there's the Indian population. Then, the Chinese and Vietnamese.
Korean and Filipino now make up a third tier.
That's City of Austin demographer Ryan Robinson.
And then here was a real surprise for me. The fourth tier is comprised of Pakistanis. And so that's a very rapidly growing group.
Robinson dissects census data to better understand where Austin's Asian American population is headed.
In percentage terms, they're the fastest growing demographic group in Central Texas.
And that growth impacts many things. For instance, the way the city translates its communications to reach as many Austinites as possible.
We spend a lot of time at the City of Austin trying to determine what that third language is going to be. Of course, it's English, Spanish. That just goes without saying. And then there's a real competition for what that third language is.
The Asian American community in Austin is still searching for a unified identity, in part because it's so new to the region, but also because Austin lacks the geographical concentrations that San Francisco or New York have.
When we have created maps showing concentrations of Asian households, it's a phenomenal dispersal, even more dispersed than the African-American population.
And yet, its influence is now felt in everything from the tradition of Chinese restaurants that Chinese Austinites established back in the 1800s to yoga classes taught by the newest but largest group of Asians, Indian Americans, and from Austin's newly built Asian American Resource Center with its sculptures and fountains. It's not clear what happened first, if Austin became a vibrant community because of its diversity, or if the city's diversity became a driving force behind its vibrancy. Either way, Surajan Bhagat, the environmentalist, cyclist, musician, who also happens to be the child of an Indian diplomat, says he appreciates Austin's diversity because he doesn't have to belong to just one group.
Well, I've only truly lived in India for 2 years of my life. Is this what an Indian is? But am I also Bulgarian? You know, I love Bulgaria. And I really hope to go back there one day, my place of birth.
Stepping outside his house, Baguette's chickens approach curiously.
I'm an Austinite now because I'm here, and the water that I drink comes from the aquifer. So what I've been eating is what I've been becoming, you know.
And so, just like Baguette, now 100,000 people from all over Asia can be united in that identity, the identity of an Austinite. Joy Diaz, KUT News.